And welcome to the Burp Podcast. We're going to be your host today. I'm Brody.
I'm Brianna.
And we're going to be running the Burp Podcast. Fuck, I'm nervous already. Okay, I wasn't at first, but now I am.
So, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. You know, what I was thinking is, what is the point of podcasts? And why do you listen to podcasts? That's what I wanted to start with. A little bit meta, but I think that gets right to the heart of the issue, because that's what's on my mind. Uh-huh. Take a deep breath.
Sorry, I'm still laughing.
Well, let me say this. Mostly, whenever I listen to podcasts, I'm talking about my experience, and then I want to hear from you, is usually whenever I'm alone. So I haven't listened to podcasts too much, really, since we've spend so much time together at this point, but before, especially, I like to listen to podcasts whenever I'm alone, and I want a little music of conversation in the background. Mm-hmm. It's something, most of the time, it's something that I only pay halfway attention to. I haven't really listened to podcasts that I super actively am interested in, I guess. Mm-hmm. I just kind of like a directionless podcast to put on in the background whenever I'm drawing or, I don't know, not really paying that much attention. It feels kind of like, you know, you're around people and they're talking.
Right.
I don't know. So I'm hoping that we can just kind of, that's what I'm imagining. I'm imagining people listening to us right now, and I'm imagining.
Do you feel comfortable?
Well, maybe comfortable. There should be other feelings as well. I mean, like, I sometimes will venture into a territory that is maybe not so comfortable, but maybe whenever I'm listening to a podcast, I guess maybe I would like a conversation that makes me want to participate in it. Mm-hmm. I don't know, something that is, I don't want to say controversial, but something that, you know, it's an interesting conversation. So I'm just saying, not pure comfort. You know, it would be, yeah, maybe some moments should be comforting, but in this situation, our listeners don't even know us. This is the Burp Podcast. So we're
the extras on the Burp Podcast.
Yeah, actually, we're kind of like substitute teachers right now coming into the classroom. And the kids, they do not, they're not going to like us.
She's off on vacation. Uh-huh.
The kids are going to be spitting spitballs at us. Yeah. Bullying us.
Well, you were saying something about listening to podcasts. Mm-hmm. Well, I hate to say it, but this is the only podcast that I have
listened
to. Well, is the only real one that I've listened to. I listen to this murder mystery one, but they only ever talk about crimes that have already been committed, like, 20 years ago.
Cold cases,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, let me say that. Maybe that's good, though, because you're kind of an outside voice. You're an outside listener. And hopefully, right, if the Burp Podcast does numbers like we'd like it to,
right,
it's going to reach out to people that maybe aren't podcast listeners naturally. So, you know, you've got a little outside perspective.
Right.
I guess I haven't listened to that much podcast. It's never been, like, my main form of content.
You definitely listen more than me, though.
Sure. Anyways. I stumbled. I got scared of stumbling.
It's all right.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's good. That's just gonna happen some.
Yeah.
If we could do this a couple of times, I think that I would eventually
get better at it.
Get better at it, filling in the dead air.
Well, she did say that in the beginning, you know, it might be a little more quiet, but we'll get used to it after you do the little breakthrough.
Break the ice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we'll be fine. I think it's fine so far.
Well, we haven't even talked about anything. We should have some type of a... Well, let me say this. Okay.
We're probably going to have to delete this.
No. This will be fine. It doesn't feel like it's intriguing at this point, but
right,
again, hopefully, the way that I've listened to podcasts, I've not really cared about content or a goal or about if I really like, if I'm interested in a topic, I'm just going to look it up. Reading is faster.
Right.
So
maybe the people that are listening are just listening for their own enjoyment?
Putting it on the background. They have nothing else to do. Truthfully, just nothing better. They should be watching TV. They should be watching something that's scripted.
Should be?
Well, wow. I don't, yeah, so I don't want to talk shit about the bird
podcast.
They want
to be listening to the real world. We are the real world.
This is real. That's a good point. We should lean into that. It's unscripted. It's natural. The music of conversation. It's improvisational. Oh my God. I'm going to mispronounce things. Stop it. That was the mic. The mic messed up. I said that the right way. The mic recorded it weird.
It was the mic.
Anyways. I shouldn't say anyways unless I have something to say. I'll try to remember that. Okay.
So, what's been happening in our lives within the last few days?
Do people want to hear about that? God.
Well, that's what she talks about in the beginning.
I don't want to talk about my life. I want to talk about podcast material.
Star Wars.
True crime. Star Wars? I don't watch that shit. That's nerd shit.
We have been watching that.
Okay.
We finished the first three.
Finished the first three.
Technically,
the original trilogy.
4, 5, and 6, right?
Well, that's the numbering scheme that
right,
they apply
right,
to it. Yeah.
Right.
Movies? Movies is a good topic, and I do love that. I love movie discussion. But is this what the Burt podcast is about? Are we going to be appealing to the fans? Are they going to like this? The dedicated fans. I saw somebody with a burp tattoo on their face the other day.
Seriously?
Hell no. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, maybe. I don't know.
Oh,
it's something that I heard. I heard that. Let me just say.
Okay.
I'm spreading the rumor. I'm spreading the rumor.
Okay.
Don't tell the podcast. Okay. Anyways, though, I don't want to piss off the fans, but movie talk is really good for me.
Well, can we talk about Star Wars for
okay,
just
yeah,
a
yeah,
second?
Yeah, we should. Let's try to go through a variety of topics. Let's talk about movies, then let's talk about true crime, and then let's talk about I heard a story about something, and then we'll just make shit up. Don't tell the podcast. Don't tell the podcast. Well, but we'll tell them, you know, all
this
kinds
has to
of
be
different
real.
Stuff. How about we throw in a little weather report in there? People love
it's
the weather.
It's raining outside.
Oh, yes, it's lightly raining. Let's set the vibe. That was something I wanted to do, but I forgot once we started recording.
Well, we have a candle.
We've got a candle burning. It's lightly raining outside. We're right up out of the rain. It's cozy.
I wish we could have a dimmer light.
Oh yeah. Well, do you want to turn the light off
could
and then it'll
that?
Just be candlelit?
Well, we could dim it. Remember, isn't the dimmy thing?
That doesn't work for this light, but.
Well, yeah, you turn this one off and then only have that one on a little bit.
Okay.
Jeez.
Anyway.
Fucking dim the lights, then dim.
I know. I don't care.
Anyways.
Yeah, now there's a scene. Now there's a vibe.
Now it's dark. We're getting relaxed.
Yeah.
Everybody at home, get your snacks. Whether you're at home, whether you're at work, whether you're driving.
Get your snacks, your favorite drink, and settle in.
Mm-hmm,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I'm enjoying it. I'm listening
that's
to
what it. That's what it... That's what the other podcast says, the one for true crime.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard that before. I don't know if I've ever gotten a snack whenever somebody told me. I'm not going to listen to a fucking podcast.
I
get my snack
when
whenever
younger,
I feel.
Younger, like for movies.
Oh, you
they
did?
Were like, go get your snack. Like
for movies?
You know, like the ads before movies. It wasn't an ad. It's more like the previews.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. You're making this up, and you're fake on the podcast.
I mean, like...
Exposed. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
That was so loud.
I've remembered times before where, like, kid movies would be like, go get a snack, and then, like... Or maybe it's shows, like, kid shows.
Okay.
Like, they talk to the screen, and they're
settle
in, get a snack. I don't know, something like that.
It's kind of nice. Yeah, I guess it's kind of nice.
I think I have done that before, but...
Oh... Well, we're settled in. I'm definitely settled in.
Yeah.
And so let's go back to Star Wars. Am I recycling content already?
Please, listen.
It was good.
It
wasn't mind-blowing. It didn't...
It was good. I liked the story, but I'm still upset. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still
tell
upset.
Tell me what. Tell me and tell the podcast
it would
why
be controversial upset. For most of these people that
oh, you think so?
Listen. I feel like...
At this
I
point...
I don't feel like... Because... Anybody that I've talked to now about my feelings towards it, they're like, ha 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 ha. Like, they just kind of laugh at me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, whatever. But seriously, they waited. They, for the first two movies.
Okay.
It's so upsetting.
Okay.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know where you're going, but you have to let the podcast know. Okay, they're here with us. They're new.
The first two movies of Star Wars that they released, they... Oh, it's so upsetting. They made it seem like Leia was supposed to be with Luke, and she's, like, kind of flirting with him once they finally meet, because at first he's like, oh my god, who is she? She's so beautiful. And then, like, he goes and he's looking for her. He goes and he tries to save her. Like, he's the one that's doing all the things. And then this other freaking guy wants to come in, and honestly, he's just being a dickhead, like, the whole time. And
so there's
and
there's
then they go
kind
back
of...
and she's kissing. She's kissed both of them already, mm-hmm. and they wait till the second movie.
There's almost like
movie.
A love triangle that's
Seriously.
Set up between
yeah.
the three of them.
Until like 20 minutes into the third movie, and they're like, oh yeah, you have a twin sister.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows exactly that it's Leia, even though he's never been told that in mm-hmm. his life.
This is a spoiler. We should have mentioned the spoiler
Oops,
alert.
Oops, I'm pissed.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? It doesn't really... I don't think that it really ruins the movies,
It doesn't really ruin it. It's just... Why do that in the first place? Like, if you were going to make her the sister... Okay, at least don't make them kiss. Don't make him say, oh, she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me go find her and save mm-hmm. her.
Well,
like,
maybe they did that just trying to defend the script because whatever. Obviously, it was... very popular for a long time is even
right still is like we're talking
well,
about it now
they were trying
it's
to
2025 it was created in what 1970s
yeah 77 was
yeah.
whenever the first movie was
That's,
released
that was before like that was around my time my grandma was born
sure
I actually don't remember what year
sure it's old as hell but I think that maybe they were trying to misdirect, they were trying to mislead, and then that way it would be more of a surprise, I guess. I can also see, though, how that was unsatisfying for you.
Right.
Oh, hell yeah, spark up.
Oh,
spark up in this bitch.
Just so you guys know, I'm lighting up a joint with the candle because the fan is on and it's driving me insane.
And if you want to get the full podcast experience at home...
Literally do the same thing.
Smoke up with us.
Literally.
Anyways, so I don't know. It didn't really annoy me or upset me too much because I already knew that Luke and Leia were siblings.
Right,
so
the whole
it
time,
wasn't a twist for me.
The whole time you knew. For the first two movies, I just could not stop talking about it. Oh, I can't wait for Luke and Leia to get together. I can't wait. Oh my God, I'm so glad. Han was taken out of the situation. Da-da-da-da-da. And then we get to the third movie. And he just shuts up. He doesn't say anything. And I'm just upset.
Fair enough. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I kind of get where you're coming from. I don't know if I have enough strong feelings about the movie to do like a full review at this point. Maybe give it a couple of days. If I'm still thinking
yeah.
about the movie, then I can really go into what I think worked and what I think didn't work.
They had Anakin take off his mask, and he looked all looked up.
Yeah.
So it does intrigue me to watch the prequels, and to figure out why he is the way he is. And I honestly like the fact that they made that next. I would like to see our gang like doing more adventures, but we see that already in all these other movies. Like Guardians of the Galaxy and like
okay you're talking about other action movies we already kind of see that
yeah so I'm glad that that's not the road that they took
okay that you like the idea of prequels even though I kind of feel that that's like they're mining this idea they're digging down to try and like stretch extra content out of it but whatever
could
I don't
be,
know could be
or they could have already had it planned.
There could be a really intriguing backstory. I don't think that they did. Because let me say this. Whenever I looked it up, I believe that initially It was supposed to be a one single standalone movie. That was the idea for the script.
One Star Wars movie.
A New Hope, that was it.
And
it wasn't called Episode 4, it was just called A New Hope.
Was he gonna defeat his father? Like,
I don't think so. I don't know. I should do more research into it, and definitely this information is probably out there. If I was listening to this podcast, it would probably take one Google, and I'd be like, these fucking idiots. but anyways.
We're just living life.
My point is, I don't know how well planned out it actually was.
Right.
Seems like they just kind of started spinning this shit as it was getting successful. What's up?
You basically just went back on what you said.
What did I say?
Because you said, this was not in the
Stop
podcast.
It. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. About you thought that they had always planned to make Leia his twin sister. But if they had only planned to make one movie, they didn't plan to make her his sister. They just planned to flirt with her and make it a
make
possibility.
A love triangle. Was make she it, to right. with one of them? Was she even with Han at the end of the first movie?
At the end of the first movie, she's with Luke. And she,
what do you mean
they aren't together, but I, was it not the first one that they're standing there together at the end?
You're talking about whenever they were looking out that window, mm-hmm. and they were standing side by side. That was after the, that was in the middle of the second one, because that was, she was in the hospital room with him after he had been fucked up by that abominable snowman.
Okay, yeah, that is the beginning of the second one. I'm mixing him up.
Yeah, well, anyways, It was pretty good. I honestly don't even really have that strong of feelings one way or the other. I didn't get that invested in the characters.
I got pretty invested.
Okay. Hell yeah.
I didn't cry or nothing, but.
What was the last thing that made you cry? The last movie.
Last movie.
Or I guess TV, if you wanna.
Well, TV would be yesterday. Remember.
Well,
Jenny and Georgia.
Tell to the podcast.
Okay.
Jenny and
so,
Georgia? What is this?
It's
Jenny
a show.
And Georgia? Who's Jenny?
Which I'm pretty sure people should know about it at this point. It's
mm-hmm.
it's pretty good. There's a lot of plot twists, and there's a big part of the show is that there's a mother and a daughter and a son.
Okay, family?
Yeah, a family, and there's a big mother and daughter part of the relationship, or part of the show. And I was at work yesterday watching an episode, and it
mm-hmm.
almost, I would say that a tear or two came out.
Oh.
But it basically brought me to tears.
Okay.
Because just the mother-daughter stuff gets me every time.
Yeah. Well, that must be pretty good writing to just shake the emotions out of you.
It is pretty good. Yeah. I'm trying to think of another movie or show. Oh. Immediately. We were talking about this last night, which you weren't there last night, but, freaking Grey's Anatomy. I'm rewatching it. I was having you rewatch it.
Who's the pod? You're talking
about
the podcast?
You.
Oh.
Brody. You.
Oh, okay.
I was having you watch it with me for a while, but then tired of it.
Excuse
so I,
me.
So
whoa, don't blame me.
Well, you wouldn't want to watch it any day.
It
and I kept
fucking
trying to ask.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We'll talk about this after the podcast. We'll fight about this after the podcast.
Season 16
mm-hmm.
hurts. It really hurts. I'm not even on that season yet. But I said that he needed to watch it with me because
mm-hmm.
it really hurts. I don't want to watch it at work, and I don't want to watch it alone.
I'll be with you. If Grey's Anatomy is gonna tear you up that fucking bad, I don't think that I've had that kind of emotional reaction to a TV show. I've been invested. I've cared. I've been affected, but I have not been moved to tears. I don't think that intrigues me.
I'm
to me, that
think of more, but I.
That seems like that must be, you know, good writing to get somebody that's completely outside of this situation, you know, with this fantastical, a made-up story,
mm-hmm.
a fake situation, fake people, and you get a viewer invested that way.
Right.
That is impressive. That's interesting to me. I wonder how exactly that effect is created. So it's interesting to me, but I don't think that I've really. I was slightly emotional a little bit about the Star Wars plotline. It was hitting on my scale a little bit, the father-son thing, you know? A little bit. The father-son dynamic and relationship, though, doesn't usually really... I'm not really invited to empathize with the characters, I don't feel. Sometimes, every once in a while, but I don't know.
To change it to a different...
Go ahead.
Change it to a different movie series.
Yep.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, it worked for you.
That, the father-son dynamic, yeah, that worked for me. Not the real father, but...
Between who?
What's his name? Blue guy. His Yondu?
Oh,
right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Played by Merle from The Walking Dead.
Freaking Merle, man.
Merle from The Walking Dead. He is really good.
He's a good actor, but man, he sucks in The Walking Dead. And I can't... I will start talking about The Walking Dead in a minute,
too.
Oh,
my goodness.
Because that's another one that... It hurts so... Mm-hmm. I could not bring myself to watch. I still have not seen it.
Seen?
Glenn's death.
Oh.
Whenever I got to that episode, I was watching it with my best friend, Coda. And
oh, yeah. Shout out to Coda.
Woo-woo.
Friend of the podcast.
Woo-woo. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And I made her tell me when it was over, and I had covered my head up with a blanket. I was crying so hard I couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So I just couldn't even... I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
And I haven't looked to him up, his death. It would hurt me too much. He was there for so long.
Yeah. Well, that sounds kind of sad. I didn't watch that, though.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. I literally couldn't. I hate Negan with a passion.
The antagonist that kills.
I hate him. Yes. He's got a bat with nails on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or barbed wire or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I do remember the scene. Like, they had him... It was like, there's a fire, or maybe there's not a fire, but you see, like, fire light, like, lighting everybody up, is what it looks like.
Okay.
And, like, he's got all of them, like, captured, and they're all on their knees in, like, almost like a half circle.
Okay.
And
they're all watching.
Yeah, they're all on their knees sitting in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking and being mean and being scary. And he goes and he chooses a random one. And I think it's like... I did watch the first two kills. But then he went...
Were they were just side characters or something?
They were kind of mean. Honestly, it was... I think it was Abraham. I think. Excuse you.
For the podcast, the name of the podcast. It's allowed on this one, I thought.
Oh, take it back.
Don't excuse... I'm not excused. I don't need an excuse.
Anyways.
I apologize to interrupt your story. Please continue.
Now I'm trying to remember.
Whatever. He beats the shit out of Glenn.
Yeah, and I didn't
Fucks watch. Him up. Well, it's a good thing that Negan then goes over to Grey's Anatomy and then dies on Grey's Anatomy then.
Well, he actually dies on Grey's Anatomy before.
Oh, okay.
And he's a good character. Danny Duncan.
Mm.
Right?
Duquette.
Duncan.
I know it. In my mind, I remembered it.
I was trying to figure out what Duncan was from.
Yeah.
I know what it's from. Do I? Good luck, Charlie.
Oh. Now we're covering all different forms of media. Whoever is listening to this podcast, they're going to be able to relate to one of these recognizable movie or TV.
And I'm sorry if we're going all over the place, God.
I think we should, though.
This is how we talk.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That is what the point is.
We'll come back to whatever we want to talk about.
I think that's the best way to do it, is to bounce all around. Because then, you know, we get a little... It's like a scatter shot. We have a better chance of hitting on something that's interesting or... Maybe. I don't know. Hopefully, we talk about movies, we talk about TV, then it relates to something. We find a connection point to something real or something, you know, maybe more current events. I don't necessarily want to talk about current events.
Want to talk about real stuff?
The news? I don't know if I'm necessarily into that. If you talk about something that isn't so dated, though, you know, like the human experience, the human condition, our feelings, what it's like to be alive, the real shit that gets the listeners invested on a personal level. Pull them in. It's a lofty goal. Maybe okay. That's too much. You don't have to You don't have to You hear about these ICE protests? Just kidding. No, we don't have to go there. Too real. Because maybe the listeners want to, maybe they want to escape from reality.
At this point, I just want to escape from reality.
Yeah. Into a galaxy far, far away?
With my trusted joint.
Okay. Smoke up. Get the fuck out of here.
Because it's just too much.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment.
Well, let me say this. I looked up the top podcasts.
Okay.
Now I want to read
to
you.
You really did?
Yes, I did. I looked up popular podcasts to do research for the show because, you know, once you know, Brittany starts getting tired of doing the podcast, I'm going to take it over. It's going to be mine. Don't
right.
tell her. Don't tell her.
Right.
But, you know, so I'm doing some research. I'm getting invested, you know.
Because you are technically like the manager.
Well, let me say this. A lot of the top podcasts are about true crime. True crime.
I like
mental
true crime.
Health. What did you say?
I like true crime podcasts.
Okay.
Can I?
Well, why don't you talk about some crimes that you've
done?
Can
I shout it out?
No. Not unless they pay us. I'm working deals on the back end, and you know, if they want to cough up some money, then maybe.
Literally,
we can.
That's the last one I was listening to.
Don't say that. You were listening to this podcast last.
Oh,
this is the
so
only podcast.
Good. And they're in Texas, too.
Oh.
Like, I like it. It's really cool.
Can we drop a pause? Quick Okay. Well, let me say this. And you can bring up your thing if you'd like to. But let me say this right quick. I did some reflection on this podcast. I was thinking, is this interesting?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the top podcasts are like people that are already famous and already have a kind of interest
yeah.
surrounding them talking about, you know, unique things that they've done, like Joe Rogan podcast. Not that I want to model this podcast after that one, but he gets celebrities and they talk about, I don't know, what's going on in their life or things that they've done or near-death experiences or taking
mm-hmm.
crazy drugs or something like that. Is there an appeal in our, what we're doing right now? We're average, everyday people.
I think so.
There's not a built-in interest in what we have to say or what we're doing. It's not, and we also aren't talking about anything like super unique or rare.
This is our first podcast.
Sure.
Technically, sure. This is our first. So, we don't change the world in a day.
Okay. You don't mind the mundaneity of it. You think it's fine.
I don't mind.
Okay. Alright.
We can change the world in a week or two.
Okay. Give it time. You want to do it. You want to host more podcasts.
Well, if she'll let us. If she wants to go on more vacations.
Okay. Okay. We'll have to send her
if
off
she
again.
Wants us to be on it with her. I'd like that too. That'd be cool.
Well, should we prepare topics? Or should we just music of conversation? We should just talk.
I like just talking. Because it keeps changing.
It's difficult.
Right.
With the microphone. It's not as easy as it naturally would be. I can tell that I'm having like a mental block right now.
Right.
At least a little bit. It's not so bad. Let me say this. It's not nearly as bad as I thought it would be. I thought we'd be sitting here in silence, staring at each other.
Yeah, but that's not us. We would just keep talking and talking and talking.
Yeah, that's not. But still, with the microphone, I don't know. It's changing the dynamic. It's making it difficult for me to talk.
Well, we did only just hit 30 minutes.
I was just about to ask, but I was scared. I was scared you were gonna say 10 minutes. Oh my god!
Imagine, no.
Okay.
30 minutes. 20 seconds.
Hell yeah! Well, also a lot of other successful podcasts, they have a lot of like planning and research that goes into that.
Right,
ups
right,
the
right.
quality. Or, you know, I'm putting quotation, ups the quality of the podcast. Because I guess you could argue that we're doing something different, right? By trying to improv this as we go along.
Right.
But it seems like that adds some production value, doing some kind of research, some kind of preparation.
Yeah. Which, that kind of goes with what I was saying when I was listening to that one girl's podcast. That Call Her Daddy podcast.
Oh, free shout out. They owe us. They owe us money.
Shut up.
All their viewers are from us. We sent them. Anyways, go on.
Anyways. No, when I watched the one she did with Catherine Pius?
Something like that.
I don't actually know how to say her last name, but I had watched her a lot, and she basically did a lot of research. She read her book, and she had like a huge notebook with a bunch of questions in it.
Oh.
And she was going down a list, and I did like that.
Fair enough.
With my true crime true crime podcast that I listen to, they do a lot of research too. Like, they'll even go to the places specifically, and they'll go and they'll feel around because they like
go
they
to the
really
places.
Like this stuff. Yeah.
Like
they
like where
feel
the crime
the
took
energy.
Place at?
Yeah.
That feels
they
okay.
did. They one specifically that I keep remembering is there was a old like yogurt shop
mm-hmm.
where I think I had talked to you about it a while ago or something, but these two guys mysteriously had came in right before close, and it was either two or three girls that were in the yogurt shop that were
mm-hmm,
closing
mm-hmm.
they ended up getting murdered in the shop.
Nice.
either murdered and then that place burned down.
Cool.
Or something similar to that, and it's here in Texas somewhere, and they went to the place. It's something different now, of course, but it's like they can feel the energy of the badness, the bad things that had happened there.
Okay. And
you
that's
know what
the
I mean?
I mean, I don't really believe in energy.
See,
so, like, as a spiritual word, I don't believe in energy.
Like a vibe, like a feeling.
I get what you, no, I understand what you're saying. Well, but also,
the
is
way
that,
they were
that's
talking
good?
About it, I liked it.
Okay. You know what? I respect that because they're taking their topic that they're, you know,
they're
that they're concerning, that they're taking
seriously.
It seriously. They're invested. They're, you
I
know,
just
going
look
all
to
out.
To see how many seasons they have or how many episodes they have.
Well, this is perfect content for this podcast right now. This trickle down secondhand. Well, I heard something about true crime the other day. It's perfect. We'll just recycle it. Now nobody has to go and listen to that fucking podcast with all its research and prep and, you know, higher production value. They could just have our takes secondhand. Now you're looking at your phone. I'm carrying the podcast right now.
There is 205. There's 205 episodes, and they've been making
mm-hmm.
them since 2021. And so what I just realized is I basically started listening to them whenever they started.
Oh, how did you find them?
I was working, and I was just trying to find... I always worked at nighttime, and so I wanted to, during that time, I was listening to a lot of, like, true crime videos, like, watching on YouTube and
okay.
stuff.
YouTube.
And so I wanted to find something that I could just play in my ears that wouldn't turn off if I turned my phone off.
Oh, okay.
So I got on Spotify,
yeah.
and I looked up true crime, and that was the first one that had popped up. Maybe it wasn't the first one that popped up. That was just the first one that I liked.
Yeah. Okay. You just clicked around. You were just browsing.
Yeah. And I really like this one, and I like the way they've got little music in there. It's playing in my head now.
Okay.
Now that I'm thinking about
Well,
it.
Why don't you do a little rendition for our listeners at home?
It's like ding, ding, ding. I don't know. Don't
oh,
laugh
yeah.
at me.
You're the best. Well, anyways, I said anyways again, with nothing to talk about. Every little noise that we make is really loud. I hope that isn't messing up our viewers at home.
Oopsies. I apologize to anybody if we break your eardrums.
It's part of the experience.
Literally.
What other podcast is going to do that for you?
None. I wanted to say... Okay. Okay. Look.
I was like, you got something. Hell yeah. I have nothing.
I was... Okay. So you left to go...
Whoa. Take notes.
Use the bathroom.
Brianna, don't expose
and
me
I
to the podcast.
TikTok. I watched TikTok when you
okay,
were gone.
Okay,
okay. Uh-huh. And, oh my goodness. So if anybody knows me, they all know that I'm obsessed with... Hamilton the musical, and the creator of that, which is Lin-Manuel Miranda, he's amazing, so good with words. Anyways, they performed at the Tony Awards, right?
Okay.
And they did like a way shortened version. It was like only around 4 minutes long. Well,
of the Hamilton show.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They did like little snippets of the songs, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was still so good.
Okay.
But one thing that we, like, us Hamilton lovers, like, on TikTok anyways, have noticed, they all wore black.
Is this a symbol?
I think it was a symbol. I think it was like some form of symbol or message, either making it seem like it's the last show that they're ever gonna do.
Okay, like a funeral, like they're wearing mourning.
But I also seen something else. So one video was saying stuff like mourning, like the end of a season, like this
the
is their last
era.
Real show.
Yeah.
With everybody, because it had everybody. We didn't think it was gonna have everybody.
It had all the original
and then
cast
freaky
members.
Ramos shows up out of nowhere. Anyways, there was another video that I'd seen where somebody was basically saying, like, well, they think that them wearing black was a, like, symbol of them saying, like, democracy?
Is dead?
Is dying?
Okay.
We're on its deathbed? Or something like that? And I just, it kind of made me sit back like, whoa, like, that would be crazy.
Okay. And to be fair, I can,
maybe it's
I'm
not
trying to
democracy.
Make the connection
maybe
here.
Maybe it's a different word.
I think that the Hamilton play does have political themes in it. It's about, in
and
some
I,
part, democracy.
And I would just like to say that whenever I did see those videos, and I did see the video where they were singing, the Hamilton, like... verified account had posted it, and at the very bottom the hashtags was immigrants, we get the job done.
Okay.
And then under that was something else, but I just, you had said something the other day about something with immigrants, and I was just like, oh
well,
yeah, that's probably
that's part of the play. That's
yeah.
a theme. It's not, I wouldn't say it's the biggest part. It wasn't like it was heavily developed.
Hamilton
they mentioned
was an immigrant.
They do mention it,
it's
and it's topical.
Literally about him, the whole thing. So,
immigration is like a controversial topic at this point right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's highly politicized. So I did think that would be an interesting. They had the option to say something real, say something. Relevant to the current political climate that they're in. So I don't know. Whenever you showed me the little snippet though, it didn't seem like they really took that issue head on.
Right.
They didn't really go into immigration policy.
I bet he could have though. if they wanted to, they could, it would take a minute, but I bet you he'd probably make up some good ass lyrics.
That are more, like, relevant to right
that
now.
That are relevant to right now. Yeah, I bet he would do a great job at that. But
why didn't he
might not.
Because
maybe because it is so on topic right now.
It might ruffle feathers.
It might do more than that.
But let me say this, though. Something that I think is there aren't probably very many conservatives that like Hamilton, right? Like, maybe some?
I don't know.
People that are anti-immigration but pro-Hamilton, are there a lot of those people? Because I think whenever I saw that, you know, whenever we started talking about it.
That's like...
People that want to close
saying,
up,
like,
the borders.
Anti sending them away. And I was like, well then, what are you talking about?
Anti deportation. Anyway.
Yeah.
I feel like he could have easily said something. I don't think that he would have really divided his fan base, but they didn't. And
right.
Maybe that's just because, you know, certain members of the Hamilton cast didn't want to be involved in political
right,
controversy.
I think,
like,
I think that is true too. But I think he has made it clear that he doesn't. They don't follow Trump.
Sure, maybe.
They've made that clear.
I guess.
They have, but maybe they haven't. And maybe I'm just thinking that. Maybe that's just me pushing my feelings and thoughts onto
him. What if Lynn is super MAGA? Like,
no.
He's just, he loves Trump. We see him in the red hat and everything. Would that change your mind?
I'd probably cry.
Okay.
Honestly, right. I'd probably cry. Because how could such a good, great person like this masterpiece...
You're going after the conservatives. You're dividing our audience right now, Brianna. Good person?
How could such a good person like...
Well, what are you saying
our
about
president.
Our political opponents? Whoa. How could a good person like Trump... Let me say this. Being completely fair here, and I'm certainly not. I don't agree with Trump.
Ethical person.
I don't agree with Trump's policy or his ethics or, you know, lack thereof. But I'm not gonna necessarily say that I think that anybody is this good topic for the.
It's
anybody,
fine.
Anybody that doesn't like political content,
you just
fast
off.
Forward. No, don't. Turn down the volume. Give us the view. Download it 3 times. Tell your friends
download
about it.
Download it 3 times. Share it 8 times. Pretty please. Get a heart on it.
Tell people in real life about
subscribe.
It. Subscribe. Go up to a random stranger and tell them about the Burt Podcast.
Hey, I'm listening to the Burt Podcast. Mm-hmm. You should listen to it.
Be more convincing. Take a gun. I would put a gun in their fucking mouth.
We
and
do
say,
not condone
listen.
Violence.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's a joke. That was satire, what I was just now doing. It's a satirical podcast. Anyways, I don't think that all Trump supporters are bad people, though. I think that's too much of a blanket statement. My take on it, the important take, okay, that the listeners are here to hear, is that I just think that anybody, let me generalize it even more. Anybody with a different political view than you and a different understanding, they are probably consuming different content. They have a different angle and a different access to information. They're seeing different things.
Yeah.
In a way, I think that they're a victim to their own algorithm. And
right. That is,
they probably have good intentions.
And victim of their, like, it's being passed down.
Sure.
All of their thoughts and their feelings have been passed down from their parents.
Partially. Well, let me say this, though.
I don't want to say all, because, yes, people do, they do develop their own thoughts and their feelings, but I think it stems from everything that they've been taught and everything that they've learned.
Sure. Well, but I also want to be completely fair here, because I've engaged in conversation with conservatives before, and I really don't like it whenever they assume that I'm coming from, like, a disingenuous place. Whenever they assume that, like...
That you're not...
Well, whenever they assume that, like, I'm not being fair, or that I'm just stupid, or if they assume that, like, I just don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know. I want to be completely fair to a political opponent.
Yeah.
And I want to assume that they have a good reason to believe in what they believe, and that they're, like, a reasonable person. I think that we have to do that. Like, if anybody's mind is ever going to be changed, but we have to assume that they're a responsible adult, and that they have reason, and they're not just, like, a mindless robot that's just going along with what they've been told.
But that's why I don't get into political conversations with anybody but you.
Sure.
And my best friend. And sometimes Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't... Oh, we have talked about it with your mom every now and then.
Sure.
But I can't... I can't.
It takes a lot of energy.
It takes so much energy.
And, you
so
know,
much.
Also I think people... I don't know, maybe I'm feel silly since we're talking about this on a podcast. I would feel way less nervous about saying this in general, but people don't, I don't want to be making a point about, like, nowadays, the kids nowadays, but at least the people that I know, even the adults, certainly,
mm-hmm.
this generation, the people that are alive and you know, that I've been exposed to,
mm-hmm.
don't really have the ability to engage in a respectful disagreement. Like, it
yeah.
seems to me that any kind of
Seriously.
Political, any kind of difficult or disagreement, any kind of political conversation where two people aren't perfectly on the same page, it quickly devolves into just a shit-slinging match where it's just anger and it's vitriol
right.
and it's just, there's no decorum, there's no respect.
And I've experienced that, especially with
mm-hmm.
some of the people that I've talked to.
Yes.
But I will say that I've also experienced really good conversation with
mm-hmm.
someone that I don't necessarily agree with.
Sure.
And
I'd agree as well.
I like that. I do really like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it depends.
I don't want to shout her out, but
uh-huh.
somebody that I work with, she doesn't necessarily have the same views as me, but
mm-hmm.
we can talk civilized.
Yeah.
And she's not going to start a screaming match.
Well, hang on. Are you saying that you
adult.
Talk about things that where you have overlap, or you're talking about
where
you
we,
actually engage on conversation
where
you disagree?
Where we completely butt heads. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's good. I think that that's a rare
like
type
that.
Of conversation.
Yeah.
It's increasingly rare because people don't have to engage with political opponents anymore. If you avoid that kind of content on your social media, then your algorithm isn't going to push opposing views to you. Unless, I guess a lot of people do get content that they engage with, that they view
mm-hmm.
because it is, like, upsetting to them. So sometimes, but even in that, if you're getting, like, if the only opposing political view that you're getting is being packaged within, like, outrage content
mm-hmm.
that's, like, intended to have that kind of effect. Like, for example, I'll see things on social media, on my feeds, I'll see things that, oh, look what the conservatives are doing now. And it's being framed in this way. It's being framed in a bad light. And everybody that is commenting on it, every response that I'm seeing is, like, piling on. It's outrage content for people that already have this political view or understanding. My point is that people don't, if you're on the political left, let's just say, you're not commonly going to be seeing content from the political right that's framed in the way that they frame it. Like,
look
at this situation
yeah.
with their take. You just see,
the
bad
you
side
see,
of it.
Yeah.
My point is that people aren't necessarily being exposed to the human side of their political opponents.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, whereas I think if you have this person that you know, that you work with, that you see the human side of this person,
mm-hmm.
and then you also see their political views that you really disagree with.
And she is a good person.
Okay, yeah.
I believe that she's a good person, which I don't know a lot about her. I do know a little bit, but...
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't known her for too long.
Yeah.
Months. But I like her.
Yeah.
And there has been some people that I disagree with, and I just can't
mm-hmm.
stand.
Sure. It happens.
You know?
I know.
And I just hate to have a political conversation with them.
Well, but also some of that isn't necessarily because of their beliefs, but it's more about how it's their communication. It's how,
yes, is that it? Is that is true. I don't want to blame just their political beliefs, because I bet you they probably have some good political beliefs too. Mm-hmm. But it's just sometimes, yeah, people haven't learned the art of good communication.
Sure.
I guess I would say.
Yeah.
And I would say that I have good communication.
Mm-hmm. Well, and let me also, to add a little nuance to the conversation, is that even somebody that is good in communicating some things in some areas of their life, in some situations they might have
a lacking in other situations.
Yeah. They might not, whenever it gets to too touchy of a topic, mm-hmm. or whenever, sometimes people in a political conversation, because, you know, politics, it's such a broad term. Right. What exactly it encompasses is unclear. It could mean things that are, you know, concerning policy and like laws and legality. But of course, politics can also concern things that are so deeply personal, like religious beliefs, like moral, ethical concerns. You know, political conversations can get really personal, is my point. And I think that that can take a decent communicator whenever they get into a personal conversation, and then whenever they get into a personal conversation that, depending on the history that they have with that conversation, depending on what they've heard, what they've said, it can push people's buttons in a different kind of way, I think. And in my mind, where I want to go, what I'm thinking right now in my mind is, how do we heal? How do we recover? How does the next generation start off on a better foot? People need to, I don't know what, maybe I shouldn't say people need to. We need to, include myself, try and approach these conversations with the most empathy that we possibly can, and try and be as fair and as reasonable. You know, I think that you're already off on a really great foot, for example, with your coworker who you have political disagreements with, but that you also remind yourself, and you mention in the beginning of our conversation, that she's a good person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that more common than not, maybe because of the information that we see through media, you know, the framing of our political opponents, people don't often, maybe not often enough, reflect on that, the fact that our political opponents are human, just like us. They have feelings, they have concerns.
And all I was just going to say was just that, and some of the people, just to go back,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say that the people that I do disagree with are bad people.
Sure. Maybe some?
Maybe some.
Sure. Some people are bad faith actors.
Yeah. But they're, you know, I'm stumbling now. Uh-huh. God.
Yeah, I felt it. I felt it. It's good. You are so cute when you're nervous, though. I will say that for the podcast.
Ew.
Whatever. Anyways. I don't give a fuck about the mic being here. Anyways.
Mm-hmm. Anyways. I don't think they're that bad. I mean, they probably have some bad qualities, but I truly think it's just because maybe not enough real research done.
Well,
maybe,
but
not.
Also, let me say this.
Maybe keeping beliefs from growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know.
Hmm.
We're in Texas right now.
Mm-hmm. Good old South.
The heart of Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we're in the heart of Texas.
We're not in the heart.
But.
Well, let's not give out our location. The viewers might track us down and kill us for our fucking, our takes on Star Wars. Our controversial Star Wars takes.
Not our political beliefs.
Well, yeah, I was doing a misdirect there. Anyway, but as far as research goes, I was going to say something on that. I don't even want to blame people like for quality of research, because that's something that I hear from the political right, more specifically, mm-hmm. but maybe even all around. They're like, do your research. Number one, people don't know how to do research. Let me say that. Depending on what the conversation is, research can be really, really complicated as far as, you know, what laws are in place or what kind of policy, how it's working, is it effective, the statistics. People can't fucking interpret statistics or studies or... Anyways, go on.
I just wanted to say that I, myself, I don't know how to do research.
Yes.
So...
A little intellectual humility.
Right.
You're giving out right now, which is rare.
It's fine. I'm still learning, and I'm going to figure it out. And I've learned to learn, you know. I don't know how to...
It's a process. And let me say this. Even if you... Let's say you go to school for this specific subject of study, and maybe you do have some unique understanding into... The legality. Let's talk about, like, specific policy. Maybe you really understand how this policy works. Mm-hmm. And maybe you even have hands-on experience. You're not necessarily going to understand other pieces. Any kind of political conversation is going to encompass so many different angles. The human, the psychological aspect is going to play a role whenever we talk about how a policy works. 56 minutes? Hell yeah. Well, now I feel like we're finally getting our footing. That's kind of annoying. so let me tie my point up here right quick. Is that no one person can really understand the entire world of politics. No one really should be acting like an expert on everything.
Right.
Also, something that I was trying to make a point a minute ago, as far as people having the ability to research or not really having the ability to research. I forgot what I was going to say just as soon as I was... queuing it up.
Dang.
You know what? What I was going to say is that I don't think it should be the responsibility of the individual. This is the responsibility of our institutions. This is a failing of our society, the fact that people do not have a real ability to teach themselves anything. And at the same time, another contributing factor is that there is an overabundance of, quote, research. There's so much information. There's so much political conversation. So many people that I've talked to that I've had political disagreements with, they're just repeating some shit that they heard somebody else that's not an expert say.
Right.
So it's like, did they really do research? What do you classify as research? Right. Should we be, you know, gatekeeping what is considered real research? It's difficult. My point is, even people that are trying to inform themselves are constantly being misled. So... It's a really difficult conversation. The people that we disagree with are consuming completely different media. Right. They're living practically in a different world. But to bring this all in, we're all human.
Yeah. We are all human.
We're more alike than we are different.
And that's what I will say that. I have come to realize that over getting older. And just working, being around more people that I'm not in school with. Because growing up, you think that all your friends are alike, but anybody that is the parents, they're higher up than you. They are your elders, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and now, I feel like we are the damn same.
Yeah. More or less. Exposed to different information,
sad.
But yeah. Yeah.
Kinda sad.
There isn't a real authority.
There's not a real... there's a difference. Like, they've had kids and they've lived a little bit longer. But they are the damn freaking same.
Yeah. Some people, they have more experience in life, but they don't know what to do with that experience.
But they don't look... They don't act more open. They don't seem more... aware.
Yeah.
But there are some that are. I will say that. And people continue to grow.
Yeah.
Some people continue to grow.
Potentially.
And I hope that I continue to grow.
Hell yeah.
Along with you.
Me too.
Yes.
Well, this has been another installment of the Burp Podcast.
59 minutes and 40 seconds.
Okay, well...
I feel like we did pretty good. We so bounced around. If we didn't finish anything, sorry.
Yeah, like we didn't tie every point into a bow.
We probably didn't tie it into a bow.
Pretty good though.
But thank you.
We kept it rolling. Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
Not you.
I know. Come on. What are you thanking them for? I mean, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you. Adios.
Oh, is it not pausing? What's happening?